This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, went up to Capitol Hill yesterday, as you probably heard by now. She spent three some odd hours answering questions about the cascading failures of healthcare.gov and the Affordable Care Act. Pretty early on in the day, she said this.
I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems.
Nancy Kane is a professor of the history of business at the Harvard Business School. We have her on from time to time. Nancy, it's great to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
I am curious, and the reason we have you on the phone is to get a little insight and perspective as to why, honestly, nobody's getting fired over this. This is a massive failure. Everybody's saying, hold me accountable, and yet nobody is being held accountable, specifically Secretary Sebelius.
I'm not sure no one will get fired. Okay. I think there'll be a sacrificial lamb. That doesn't negate the fact that we don't have any accountability. And I think that's a function, if I step back and, you know, I can put my historian's cap on, of a kind of, you know, long, slow burn into something like an accountability crisis where we don't hold the banking heads responsible for the financial crisis. We don't hold our, you know, elected officials responsible for inefficiencies, incompetency, and, you know, very, very significant costs because they can't work and play nicely in the congressional sandbox. And I think we've come to, in some sense, without thinking about it, almost accept this as a given, and from the large picture perspective, that is not a good thing.
How did we get here then? What has happened?
I'm not sure from whence this slow settling of not demanding accountability came from. You know, there have been in the last 20 years some very prominent examples of leaders who have stepped up to the plate and said, I own this. I'm going to make it better. I take full responsibility. Think of James Burke and the Tylenol crisis. Mm-hmm. You think of Dave Neeleman, the CEO of JetBlue in 2000, saying, you know, we didn't create the blizzard, but my goodness, we're responsible for the experience, passengers had on those planes sitting there on the runway. It won't happen again.
But Nancy, here's the thing. Sebelius yesterday said, hold me accountable. The president yesterday said, I am responsible. And yet those words are meaningless unless there's a consequence.
Well, I agree. And so, you know, so such pretty words, but what do they mean? So it's part of a general soup that we're swimming in which we don't, as citizens, consumers, voters, members of communities, demand something better for our very prominent officials and leaders. And the only thing that I can really, in a sense, answer for, in again, a historical sense, is that in some level, elite behavior has become elite behavior of the elites that operate in the ether of celebrity and power is extremely disconnected to individual everyday interactions and duties and responsibilities that define most of our lives, at least at the community and family level.
Let me get a reality check here on my attitude on this. Am I being puritanical when I raise these questions?
The very fact that you're asking that question says that, no, you're not being puritanical, that we're somehow living in a world in which we've forgotten that there are things that are wrong and things that are right and mistakes are made and it is right action and socially beneficial for those responsible to answer for it and make it better.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
My pleasure. I heave a sigh at this, Kai, but always great to talk to you.